Back on Track, written by Margaret Clark and read by Susie Doherty. 12th of July. We moved out of the labs on Friday, taking our stuff. "Where will we go?" asked Kate. She blinked in the watery winter sunlight.
"Why don't we go up to one of the blocked-up tunnels?" said Ree.
"Too cold, mate."
"There's the Grand again."
"Nah, that gook bloke will be back for sure with his screaming yabba 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 and his friggin' pitchfork," said Scozza. I must have looked blank, so they walked me around to see this building near the beach, all boarded up. It was built right onto the street. No garden. Two-story. In the olden days it must have been posh, but now the white paint was peeling off, showing brown scabs of old colour underneath. It looked like a large Lamington. The Grand. Not. "Supposed to be getting bulldozed," said Mock. "But that was weeks ago. We get in over the back fence and across the shed roof, but the gook who owns it keeps chucking a spaz when he finds us here. Tried to stab Sean. He's another townie, but he's out of town. With this long-handled fork thing. Don't know why the gook gets so cut. It's not like there's masses of furniture and TVs for us to wreck. Just bare bloody walls, eh? And he can't be desperate for a buck. He runs the knock shop, don't he, Grace?" Grace spat, and her blue eyes narrowed into slits. "He's a pig," she hissed. "Knock shop? I got bloody knocked up in there working for that chink bastard. Lost a kid butt. Just as well, eh? Would have turned out bloody... I don't know." She shrugged.
"Turned out what?"
I asked. "Never you mind." "Don't, Grace," I said. "How old are you?" "Never you mind!" I could see that she wasn't feeling chatty. Talking about the lost baby seemed to upset her. She gazed into space.
"Where we go?" said Mock.
"The madhouse," suggested Scozza. That didn't sound like a top option to me.